This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Isidro Lee Quintanilla. Date of birth, February the 26th, 1974. Case ID number is 7007695. Date of exam, January the 16th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. From Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 5/18/23 and 2/22/23. And also from Beacon Healthcare, dated 3/16/2023. Identifying information, this is a 49-year-old married male with 7 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with right-sided hemiparesis / plasia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in October of 2022 when he had the stroke. The claimant worked as an electrician for 18 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his wife, who is not working at this time. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits at this time as well. Allegation number one, cerebral vascular accident with right-sided hemiplegia / paresis. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three, hypertension. And number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that in October 2022 that he had a left cerebral vascular accident of his brain, which resulted in a right hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant presented to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where he was hospitalized for 2 days only. The claimant went home and then returned to the hospital after having a second small cerebral vascular accident, but did not stay for long since he was told that there was nothing that they could do for him. The claimant presented with right-sided weakness, comma, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, slurred speech, and dysphagia, comma, decreased mental status with confusion and decreased memory, comma, and decreased cognitive function. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include weakness of the right side with hemiplegia / paresis, comma, decreased balance, comma, decreased vision, comma, mild slurred speech, comma, / dysphagia, comma, but normal mental status at this time with no seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, and states that he is unable to climb any stairs and needs a walker at all times. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds with his left hand. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, and clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with a left-sided cerebral vascular accident with right upper lower hemiplegia with paresis. His condition at this time is stable, but he continues to have symptoms. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having symptoms of polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 10 pounds. He states he has had in-organ damage, a retinopathy, especially of the left eye where laser was performed, and nephropathy of 1-plus protein and decreased function. The claimant states that his creatinine level is 1.80 mg/dL, which is increased, and he was told he only had 60% function of his kidneys at this time. He also suffers from neuropathy and has had a myocardial infarction in the past. He checks his blood glucose levels once per week and states that they usually come out between 100 to 200. The highest it's ever been is 400 mg/dL, and the lowest it's been is about 100 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6%, which indicates he is very well controlled. He is presently on Furixa, 10 mg QD, metformin, 1,000 mg BID, semaglutide, which is Ozempic, 0.5 mg Q week, and he appears to be doing well with those medications. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2023, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He is presently on rosuvastatin 20 mg POQD, which appears to be controlling his blood glucose levels. His last cholesterol was 105 mg/dL. His triglycerides were 121 mg/dL. However, his high-density lipids were very low. The claimant has had a myocardial infarction and cerebral vascular accident in the past. He is also suffering from anemia. His last CBC indicated that his hemoglobin was 11.2 and his hematocrit was 34.3. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a walker that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Florencia Perez. He does take aspirin 81 mg QD and Plavix 75 mg QD, which has prevented any further strokes. His physician is Dr. Ali Nakvis, who helped him through the stroke time. Family history, the mother has hypertension. He states his father, he does not know the history. Medications, Furixa, 10 mg QD, fenofibrate, 54 mg QD, hydrochlorothiazide, olmesartan, 12.5 mg/20 mg POQD, rosuvastatin, 20 mg QD, aspirin, 81 mg QD, clopidogrel, 75 mg QD, metformin, 1,000 mg POBID, semaglutide, which is Ozempic, 0.5 mg Q week, trazodone, 50 mg TID. Medical problems, hypertension, chronic kidney failure, history of cerebral vascular accident times two, with valvular heart disease, right-sided spastic hemiplegia, dyslipidemia, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, diabetic peripheral neuropathy, comma, cervical radiculopathy of the C7, C8 bilaterally, comma, cubital tunnel syndrome, comma, aortic valve sclerosis, comma, bilateral carotid artery stenosis, comma, right bundle branch block, comma, major surgery, questionable cataract surgery of the left eye performed on May of 2023 versus laser surgery. Social history: the claimant has a history of smoking 1/3 pack of cigarettes per day for 12 years. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of smoking 1/6 pack of beer per day for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 170 pounds. Height, 5 feet 3 inches. BP, 148/93 mmHg. Heart rate, 63 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 30. General: this is a 49-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and in some mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The third sentence: the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be abnormal for the right lens, which appears to have a cloudy spot at 9 o'clock. However, he does have decreased vision of the left eye. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does use and wear dentures at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision: OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos over his body. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He was somewhat depressed. He did have clear thought processes, but his memory was poor. And concentration was fair. And he was not totally oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ on the left side and +3 on the right. And reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was plus 2 on the left side and plus 3 on the right. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that he used at all times. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and was unable to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romberg sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal, please? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine, but the claimant had abnormal function of the lumbar spine secondary to the stroke. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant has abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 40 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. The claimant was unable to get up on the examination table, but more likely than not would have been able to perform a straight leg raise with the left leg. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremities. There is decreased range of motion of the right knee, but normal range of motion and strength of the left knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table secondary to the stroke. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate without the walker. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a walker at all time. Neurological grip strength was plus 2/5 for the right side and plus 5/5 for the left. The claimant had difficulty pinching, opposing fingers, and making a full closed fist with the right hand, but was able to do everything else with the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 3 for the right side and plus 2 for the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right upper and lower extremities. There is some evidence of muscle spasms, but no muscle wasting at this time for the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 2/5 for the right upper and lower extremity and plus 5/5 for the left upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right upper and lower extremities, secondary to hemiplegia / paresis. He is unable to heel toe and walk normally at this time. There is abnormal grip strength on the right side at +2/5, but for the left was normal at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right hand, but unrestricted for the left. On examination, the claimant shows some mild muscle wasting and fatigue of the right upper and lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some mild limitations in his visual acuity, especially for the left eye, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis, secondary to a left cerebral vascular accident. Probable diagnoses: 1, cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis, confirm with physical examination. 2, diabetes mellitus type 2 with a hemoglobin A1C is 6%, which indicates he is very well controlled at this time. 3, hypertension, confirm with physical examination. The claimant did have does have a history of mild chronic kidney failure with a creatinine of 1.80 milligrams / DL and a 60% function of his kidneys at this time. His condition is being treated with medication. Allegation 4, hypercholesterolemia, appears to be well controlled with the medication. He has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction and cerebral vascular accident. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Isidro Lee Quintanilla.